When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Some rapid fire ticket techs on roundabouts. The problem with a roundabout, as I see it, they rely too much on the honor system in a society where there are many that lack honor. Is this written by you, John? No. Texter says, roundabouts can be annoying, but they save lives. Fewer serious accidents. That's the thought, right? Keep traffic moving. Yeah. Don't get those head-on, not head-on, but the T-bone collisions.
Sure.
Yeah. Texter says, what an indictment of our sports teams. The day after free agency, we're having a conversation about roundabouts. John, what do you want?
I mean, Gov put in that one that, Steve and Scott were stuck in the roundabout.
Having a hard time getting out of it.
Find out what exit was.
Just kind of circling the drain here. We'll get to the Pistons in a second. You have thoughts on Tobias Harris. Not a huge fan. We'll get to it, but let's get to Jim in Wolverine Lake first. Jim, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I would contend these people who want, like the one caller or ticket texter wants to rip all the roundabouts. I'll contend he never drove Maple heading west 15 years ago when it felt like you'd wait 15 minutes at each light at Farmington and Drake. And now you kind of just zip through. I want them to put one at Hagerty and Maple while they're at it. Really get me home quicker.
You know what? You're right because, and not only that, but you could never figure out how to time up the lights, or they just were never timed up because you would get stopped at every single light.
I think there's just too many people and there was not enough flow. So now you got flow, which is, you know, and to Tom's point, there'll always be bad enough drivers, but it even takes them out because it allows them to, like, just, you know, it moves it along faster. I mean, because it, you know, it just does.
Yeah.
And why is it so hard for people? Just look to your left
and yield if there's a car. I mean, like...
Right, that's the thing. You don't have to worry, but there's nobody coming from the right.
Right. If they weren't so panicked when they get to a roundabout, because that's what people do. They're not familiar with them. They don't live by a lot of them.
Look right, look left.
What do I do? What lane do I need to be in? Am I going to get in a traffic accident? Deep breath. Look to your left.
Yeah.
Yield and drive.
And go.
All
it's
right.
It's not that hard. And it is always good to have decent flow.
Yes, John. We all looked around. I was wondering if you were going to make a comment. Tobias Harris. Why does this happen? We're driving home and the deal happens. Well, this has happened. Is this just what my life is now, John? Like you've done this for years. All the news is going to break right when we get off the air.
Well, business doesn't open up until, 9 o'clock. And then people don't really get going on the phones until 9:30, 10 o'clock. News will break at the earliest at about 10:05.
Just in time for Doug and Gator. Well, yesterday...
Unless a golfer is being arrested on their way to first tee.
That is the only instance of actual breaking interesting news that we've had in doing this. Tobias Harris, Pistons sign him, 2-year deal, broke just after we got off the air yesterday. This was not a surprising move. What was your reaction?
Well, you kind of mischaracterized my take on this. I don't mind Tobias Harris, and I don't think it's a bad contract. I don't think it's a bad signing. I think it was bad timing. I think Tobias Harris would have been available today. He would have been available next week. You could have done this contract after you fielded all the calls from people, from teams that were trying to free up cap space for the monster contracts that were being signed yesterday. Those teams that are in a position to, whether to improve or they're just closer to a real basketball team than what the Detroit Pistons are. Here, we will make you the dumping grounds. You are the nuclear waste of the NBA right now, which is fine. That's how a rebuild should start. We were hoping for this a couple of years ago. Now we have a president of basketball operations that understands how this has to happen. I just thought that the Tobias Harris contract, because of who he is, he's not a top line guy. There's not a high demand for him on the opening day of free agency. It could have happened. I would have been fine with it happened today versus yesterday, where you could have fielded more phone calls for a Zach LaVine, who that is a nuclear waste of a contract. You could have taken that on. But to do that, here are our next two first-round picks in exchange for us being able to get out from this contract. Now, all of a sudden, instead of Tim Hardaway Jr. in 3 seconds, you start to compile some first-round picks.
You wanted Langdon to come out in the hazmat suit.
Yeah.
And take on. And like, there's nothing wrong with it if you're not going anywhere to say, we'll pay Zach LaVine's salary, but you got to give us first round picks, plural. Because the seconds for Tim Hardaway don't really,
they're not going to move the needle.
They don't move the needle. The thing with Tobias Harris that stuck out to me, it's a 2-year deal, not a 4-year deal or a 5-year deal or any of these ridiculous deals.
Again, I don't hate the deal.
No, okay. I like the fit on the floor. They need a forward who can shoot that helps all these younger players who are not good shooters create a little extra space.
Like it.
Because it's a 2-year deal, if Tobias Harris gets up a bunch of shots on a bad team and inflates his value, a contender would want to trade for him because it's a short-term add as they chase a championship. So in addition to landing a player who may help some younger dudes, not burdening your cap sheet, you may also be able to flip him and get something. Your issue is just with timing.
Yeah. If you do that contract, like I said, if you do it today... Okay, fine. Because no one was clamoring for Tobias Harris. Nobody was going to sit there and outbid you on day one. I don't have an issue with the years. I don't have an issue with the money. I think he is going to be a good complement to Cade as you try and figure out how good Cade can be. It gives a little bit of spacing. It gives you a shooter. It gives somebody that can actually score points offensively.
The other thing it does is it proves that... that you actually have U.S. currency to offer people. I felt like it might have been monopoly money. Nobody was taking the Pistons' money. Like this is actual legal tender that the Pistons were offering people because he took your money. And no one really has been willing to take the Pistons' money. So it is a little bit of proof concept of we are operating with legal tender here. We're offering people.
And here's where I like I said, I like the contract. I like the terms. And here's where I like it even more. If by this year's trade deadline, he's allowed to showcase a little bit more of what he could do, because somebody has to score, right? It'll be Cade and it'll be Tobias Harris. Now, maybe we'll see a little bit more from Ron Holland and maybe, you know, Jalen Duren, but it will give Tobias Harris a chance to showcase a little bit more of what he can do. What does he average? 17 points? I think that was his numbers, 17.2 points last year. I would expect that to be a little bit better this year because somebody has to score. And now you get to this year's trade line deadline, and maybe somebody looks and says, hey, I could use Tobias Harris. I could use him. He could be a key component. Or maybe we have somebody hurt. We need somebody that can shoot, somebody that can score. We need a wing. You could trade him and flip him even in that short of a time. Maybe it's not likely this year, but certainly next year.
But they can still do the LaVine deal. I mean, I don't think anybody's talking of timing. Nobody's sprinting to take Zach LaVine onto their roster.
The Pistons, it just takes a little bit more work.
Yeah, the Pistons would have to send salary back.
Yeah.
Which is odd because they just had all the space. The other option is if nobody's taking Zach LaVine today, you get to the trade deadline. And the same thing that we talked about last year is still on the table this year, which is you trade for Zach LaVine. You could send them back a Tim Hardaway Jr., who's an expiring.
Right.
Absorb the rest of it into your cap space and ask to be compensated for it and pick up some draft picks.
Picks, yes. Picks, first plural. Round picks.
Yeah, not seconds. Because that's the thing. The Tim Hardaway Jr. move also broke right after we got off the air. I think it was last Friday. Their seconds, it's something. But their seconds in like 2028... And it's like, I don't know, this is the least they could have gotten back was what Dallas sent back in the form of 3 second-round picks. And you gave up Grimes, who I don't want to, you know, overstate, but that was a guy that was younger and had a little upside that they gave up in that deal. Now, you want more obvious
I want more
dumps.
Help now.
Yes. Salary dumps.
Those are usually fairly obvious.
Leave no doubt.
Yeah. I want the more shirt off version.
You want a good party salary dump.
Yeah.
With your shirt off and everything.
Yeah.
All right. 248-539-9797. Some thoughts on Tobias Harris and Tim Hardaway Jr. and the general feeling of the Pistons offseason so far. I feel like we're grading them on a curve. A team like the Red Wings are on the edge of the playoffs. A team like the Red Wings, their general manager's been in place for 5 years, and some of their cornerstone players have been drafted and are going to be paid. The Pistons, it's Cade and a lot of work that still needs to be done. So I feel like we're grading on a curve. I think all things considered, Hardaway and Harris are adults. They're guys who can shoot right around league average, which doesn't sound like much, but is a benefit for this team. And I'm not in a race to add these guys to go to the play-in, but having some adults in the locker room could go a long way for this team early.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to have experience. You've got to have guys that you can learn something from. And whether it's we talked about this last year when they added Kane for the Red Wings. We could talk about it with Tobias Harris with the Pistons. Like, you've got to have some veteran presence for these young players. You don't want them to have to reinvent the wheel.
We have a champion for sale. We have Chipotle, the real answer with these portion sizes. We have a bunch coming up in what's trending. More thoughts on the Pistons from you guys. And yes, of course, back into the Red Wings before the hour ends. We want to know reactions to Yzerman's free agency. It's 97.1.
Hey, the summer driving season is upon us once again. We were just talking about traffic and the ways to get it moving. The combination of increased traffic, big trucks, motorcyclists, construction, and traffic circles with people that don't know how to use them all contribute to the fact that summertime in Michigan has more accidents than any other season of the year. And if you've been injured in an accident, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. David will never take a fee until he wins your case. And you could speak to David right now personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ticket text on the Pistons. Tom Gore's wasting lots of money, still owes money, and then spent money on two has-been players. Pistons might win 25 games. But you do have to get to a salary floor.
Yes.
So I'm not really sweating the Tim Hardaway or Tobias Harris deals. They're 1 and 2 year deals.
Right. Yeah. I mean, by the time you are hoping to be good and actually pay basketball players are going to be here, their numbers fall off.
Yeah. You get adults in the room. You have to meet the salary floor. No one else is taking your money. They shoot league average. Guys, if you think I complain a lot, this isn't something I'm complaining about. Texter says, sorry, guys, we meant to announce the Hardaway and Tobias signings at 9 a.m., but we were stuck in a roundabout on Pontiac Trail. That's really good.
Yeah. I mean, I could go on and on about the whole traffic thing. So, like, the Michigan lefts, I think those are great. But the problem becomes when you're actually, you make your right and you're doing the U-turn, is there one lane? Is there two lanes? If it's marked, it's supposed to be two lanes. If it's not marked, it's one lane. But then you have the space for two.
Yes.
And then somebody inches out a little bit further. I mean, cuts you on the inside.
Sure. But I think when you get to the opening, the mouth of the, you can form two lanes at that point because you get someone who's really gung-ho and wants to go. You let them just kind of sneak past, right?
Yeah, but if it's not marked, you're not supposed to do it.
And you're not supposed to, it's fine.
It's not the law.
Costa, what do you think of the rumors the Pistons are kicking the tires on Lauri Markkanen? We give them maybe Ivy, our first unprotected next year, and whatever else, Durin and future picks. That would be a core piece with Cade. You're nowhere close to what it would cost. Maybe I'm out of touch here. I feel like Lauri Markkanen's three first-round picks, maybe four.
Probably.
maybe four. I mean, you saw what Bridges went for. You might have to go, hey, it's Ivy and three firsts, and we're just starting to get the conversation rolling. Are people really going to stomach it? Markkanen would be a good fit with Cade. He's a big who can shoot. I just don't even think the Pistons are in a position to entertain that offer.
I'd rather talk about roundabouts.
Okay.
John made me think of a question. All right. John, you seem like a turn signal guy. Like you probably use your signal most times on the freeway.
Oh, sure. For changing lanes.
Right, left turns and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you ever use it during a roundabout?
No, you're all going the same direction.
Right. Just curious if you've seen that, though, because I've seen it.
People putting
they're approaching a roundabout and people turn on their turn signal.
Yeah, they're turning
they're going
right.
I guess it's a little better than if they put on the turn signal turning left. You go, oh, no, this
I
is
knew I'd get a laugh out of
disaster.
You.
Disaster.
Roundabouts are Markkanen.
248.
Yeah, you're all going the same direction.
I say this about Markkanen. At least somebody would do something.
Yeah, again, I think the Pistons are the team we're least expecting to do something like that. I think they're going to be given a couple years to clean this thing up, clean it up with Langdon's vision and build around Cade. But yeah, you do reach a point where you got to do something. You got to make some move. Tiger's back at it tonight, by the way. Are you excited? Road trip to Minnesota. Or do we go back to roundabouts?
Oh, hold on. No. Is tonight the night that they're on ESPN Plus?
John, I don't know. I have Bally.
Oh.
I was just trying to make a joke. But
yeah, no, I know.
He brought him up.
All no, right, they're so not. It's tomorrow.
I was watching Saturday night. I'm usually not up that late on Saturdays, but they're out west. And I kind of just got hooked because, what was it, 2-2 or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then they gave up the 3-run bomb. I got to say, for the first time this year, I kind of laughed. I had my Lions laugh, like the old SOL laugh that you would have Tigers.
It's a coping mechanism, right? When the Lions were bad, and I love that that's past tense now, you had two choices. You could like let it beat you up and turn you bitter, or you just learn to have kind of that dark sense of humor where you'd laugh at the absurdity of it all. The Tigers have kind of reached that, though, haven't they?
Well, it's the whole getting, if they would have got swept in Anaheim, so that kept that alive. And it started with them facing that pitcher that, you know, came up from the minors with a 5-plus ERA and, you know, completely shut them down for 8 innings. It was just, they were becoming such a broken record, and then, oh, you finally were in a competitive game and gets to the 8th and boom. It's like something was happening every night. Then they won Sunday because they score runs on Sundays for some reason.
But even in that game.
Oh, they almost blew it.
They almost blew it. You're going, oh, come on. Not like this.
Is it July 29th yet? That's when you guys are out at camp?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. When's the deadline? Right around that same time? We can be done with it. We can officially move on to football season.
You know, having said all this, I actually was a little encouraged by what Trajan Langdon did yesterday and the two moves. I like that he's getting them experienced three-point shooters, not the best in the world by any means, but solid guys. Harris is on the downfall. But I look, these are short-term things to make them competitive that will be nice fits with Cade and I think set a standard to a degree with older players, veterans needed to be around. They were too young. Okay, mm-hmm. You have to start somewhere. I personally believe he had a better day yesterday than Steve Yzerman. I do.
Well, again, it's not that I don't like the signing or the contract. I like both. I just didn't like the timing of it.
Tom, I agree with you.
Doesn't mean that something else is not coming, but for day one, July 1st is a very big day in sports in the offseason for these two sports. And Langdon was okay. Didn't do anything ridiculous, and it was just disappointing with Yzerman because at some point you must take a chance.
I would acknowledge we're probably grading on a curve when we say the Pistons had the better day yesterday.
Well, but he has better flexibility. I mean, yeah. Other than signing some stupid contract or something, like what if he gave 5 and, you know, 200 to Klay Thompson or something? Then you'd be critical.
Yeah, then you go, well, what the hell does this mean? Or even if the Harris deal was twice as long, we go, I don't get why we're racing out to overpay Tobias
Harris.
That's
why I don't have a problem with the timing because I think, you know, you get a guy familiar with things around here.
Yeah.
He fits a need. It's short term. And you know, I saw somebody text us earlier when we were talking about it. You know, somebody like OKC could be interested in adding him even at this deadline this year. A bench guy that would come in if they're, you know, the best team in the West. Like they were the one seed last year, remember?
Oh, I could see a situation where one of those young teams out West looks at him and he's putting up good numbers, albeit on a bad team, but says he could be our third or fourth option as a piece to help push for a championship, and now the Pistons are getting something out of it beyond just the you know on-court stuff.
The Lakers do something stupid trying to win a championship. You know, they're sitting there like a 4-5 seed in the middle, and they're like, mm-hmm. oh, we need to add somebody that can shoot and takes them, and you get another future pick. So to me, that's both of these are pretty harmless for the long term.
I agree with you. 248-539-9797. Thoughts on what the Pistons did. We'll get to what the Red Wings didn't do. I guess what they also did do as well. We'll get to that at 9:35. But first, here's what's trending. The Boston Celtics are for sale. You, if you have several billion dollars, could purchase the NBA champions. They were bought in 02 for $360 million. John?
Have you seen Stoney lately?
You think he's gearing up?
Could be.
He's not a Boston guy.
No, he's not. No, but maybe he would be the guy that would buy a team to tank it so that his team would do better.
Got that moat money.
Yeah.
That helicopter money. Uh-huh. I don't know if he has $4 billion, which is what the Phoenix Suns went for in February of 2023. The Celtics, you would think, more valuable. Are we thinking a $5 billion, give or take?
Yeah. Oof. That's a... Their... What they just signed... what's his name?
Jason Tatum
signed a deal that is going to make their payroll next year more than what they actually paid for the entire team in 2003?
Yeah. So 20 plus years ago. Celtics are one of the iconic franchises, yada yada. NBA record 18 titles, trailing only the Yankees and the Canadiens for North American professional sports leagues. John, you're familiar with this whole Chipotle issue.
I am.
People are mad about portions, and someone decided to do something about it. A study was done trying to figure out just how much the portions varied. So here's who did it. It was analysts at Wells Fargo. They ordered and weighed 75 identical burrito bowls from 8 Chipotle locations in New York City, half ordered online, half ordered in store, because that was the other debate, right? If you order online, they aren't doing it in front of you. They can, you know, shortchange you. Their findings, the consistency of Chipotle's portions varied widely, with some locations selling bowls with identical orders that weighed roughly 33% more than other outlets. Wells Fargo analysts said in a research note, the heaviest bowls weighed as much as 87% more than the smallest ones. Hmm. Yeah, that's too much variance, John.
Yeah, it seems weird. I'm not currently in the Chipotle market, but if I was, I'd want to. Did they say which ones give you the biggest portions?
Yeah, that's actually what they should have done, is labeled
it. Yeah, which ones to go to.
Yeah, no kidding. You saw for a while there's a trend. People were walking in and recording
people making
the food, because the thought was if they were going to shame them into making their burrito the proper size. Yes,
you'll feel shame.
This goes on other places, though, too. I mean, I noticed it getting subs and stuff. That's always, why are you chintzing me on lettuce for?
Right.
Now, John wants no lettuce, so he doesn't get any.
Right. Yeah, more bacon, please. Yeah. Why don't we get one strip of bacon?
Speaking of meat, John, the last time you bought a grill, it's been a few years, huh?
Yeah, it's been about a decade. It's been one that keeps on working.
Americans binged on grills during the pandemic, but barbecue and the industry are facing issues. Fewer people buying grills, high meat prices, interest rates, economic uncertainty, and many feel no need to upgrade their fairly recent purchases. Market leaders like Traeger and Weber have seen market share decline in recent years.
So they're going to lower the prices of their grills?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
That does sound like a good, it might get me back in the market, kind of okay. Looking for a reason.
But you're happy with what you got.
I am.
They make these really nice now, and it's like you don't need to change them out. Like, it's not like a lease on a car where every 2 or 3 years you need a new grill. These things can last.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, and your car's going to last too past that. But in regards to the grill, they're so easy to fix. If you are inclined to do that, then it's why would I could spend $10 on a fix versus, you know, whatever it is for a new grill.
You want another Huck Tua story, or do you want Smokey the Bear? You rolled your eyes. I think I know the answer.
Yeah, let's go Smokey the Bear.
You don't want to hear about how she doesn't want to be known as the Huck Tua girl anymore?
You know what? Go for it. Go for it.
Okay.
Fine.
She said that on a podcast. We've played it for you. Here it is.
What Well, I'm glad she described it even more. I mean, and you played the sound earlier about her, you know, what her parents think.
They think it's funny.
Uh-huh, I'm sure they do. And we all know that nothing ever goes away. Future kids are going to Google this and say, oh, look at mom.
She will forever be the hawk to a girl. That was from the Planned Brie Uncut podcast.
So she was rumored to be a teacher. She's not a teacher.
No,
she works in a spring factory.
Yes.
This company needs to, like...
She quit the job, though. She's going to pursue this now, even though she doesn't want to be the hawk to a girl.
Right, yeah. She's got a team.
Think? She can be a spokesman for where she worked, though. Think about the business she'd bring.
She could have.
You said she works for a spring company? Like
spring factory.
Spring factory? Is that springs for a mattress?
I guess. I don't know. Be fitting.
There's innuendo there. But what does she think the next stage is for her, right? You quit your job, you hire this management team, but you don't want to be known as this? What is her other talent that we don't know about that's going
to... I don't know. Ask her. She's willing to open up.
Yeah. You think she'll be on Kelly Stafford's podcast at some point?
That's the crossover we don't need. The last thing I mentioned, Smokey the Bear. 80 years of Smokey the Bear, and if you go to the Traverse City Cherry Festival, you will see a hot air balloon, a giant Smokey the Bear hot air balloon this weekend.
Awesome. That's a great event. Blue Angels flying all over the place. The town itself becomes electric. Why not make it even cooler with the Smokey the Bear hot air balloon? It's awesome. Be on the lookout.
It's this week. It's what's trending. Our hockey team. We'll talk about them next. 97.1. All right, yesterday we were in a great mood. Beautiful weather. Summer's here. Free agency. Wings poised to do something big, impactful, noteworthy for a team on the edge of the playoffs, 5 years in the making. Steve Yzerman had some cap space and a chance to make some noise. Fast forward 24 hours later, that noise. I'm listening still. Is that Cam Talbot? A little drop of a little pin. John.
If you're listening on Twitch, you got the full effect. Or if you're watching on Twitch, you got the full effect there. If you're in your car, you have no idea the head bobs that I'm watching.
I'm listening. Ear to the ground. I'm waiting. And there will be Steve defenders who say a trade is coming. It's all going to make sense. Last year, he got DeBrinket on July 10th. I don't know how many of those tickets.
But is that a stretch to think that a trade is coming?
Okay, a couple things. DeBrinket was from here and wanted to be here, and Steve gave up a first-round pick to do it. It kind of fell into his lap. They don't have an extra first this year. No one is from the state begging to come back to the state. I think it's a bit of a stretch to say someone's going to put on a cape and save Steve Yzerman here. He's going to have to save himself, and he has a great track record. He's drafted well. The general direction has been up and up and up, but the job gets harder when you get closer to the Stanley Cup. You will have to take risks. You may have to sign a guy who has an extra year on his deal that you didn't want to give. But the idea was he opted out of free agency largely. He traded a second round pick to create the cap space and then realized, oh, I don't like these prices one bit. So I don't know. Like, tell me they're going to trade for a defenseman better than Brandon Montour. I don't know that they are. So I'm not really sure what the plan now is other than Hail Mary trade where you have to give something up. They are not currently... I mean, they're maybe better than they were last year, but I think it's a maybe, and they may be worse as well. I think they're generally in the same position they were a year ago, which is the playoff bubble, which feels inexcusable given the fact that they had the ability to do something yesterday.
Yes, they did. And I get your frustration. I'm frustrated as well. I don't think I'm at the level of frustration that you're at, because I do believe that there's got to be a reason that you send Wallman off with a second round pick to free up some cap space. And yesterday was underwhelming. There's no question about it. You can't argue that it's underwhelming, but there's got to be something more. There's still so much more of this offseason, and there's going to be a lot of deals that are made. And quite honestly, the Wings have to make deals.
Yeah, I think there's a world where they were freeing up space to pursue... You insert big name here. Oh, yeah. We were the belief it may have been Stamkos. Once they got Kane, we also said probably not happening. Then you looked at the Stamkos price and you said, I get why it didn't happen, right? 8 years or $8 million per year for four years. For a guy who's 34, paid till he's 38. Fine. It feels like Jonathan Marchessault was kind of a package deal. To get him at only 5.5, I would have loved to see that deal. But it's possible you weren't going to get him because you didn't get Stamkos. They may have been freeing the money up to make a run at Matthew Roy, a Canton native right shot defenseman. He signed for $5.5 million a season. That's not offensive on surface. He played on a good defensive hockey team in LA. He would be a good second pair option for the Wings. But he didn't sign for 4 or 5 years. He signed for 7. And Steve is he draws that line about term. He doesn't like giving out long-term deals. Well, they may end up putting that on the tombstone of this team. We don't like giving out long-term deals. You might have to. If you want to compete in the marketplace with the other teams that are trying to sign the best players, you may have to compromise occasionally. He wants to do it his way. He's very uncompromising in his approach. But I think the road gets more difficult here. And if you're going to do it the hard way, we're all going to have to buckle up then.
It gets more difficult, and you have to be more creative. But to your point, yesterday, the only thing you were going to give up was money.
Yes.
Now you're going to have to give up money and assets. And what assets are you willing to give up, and what are you getting in return? And we know that Steve Yzerman's going to run a hard bargain. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a team that just simply needs to move on from someone so desperately that it will fit the terms that Steve Yzerman is demanding?
Can you give us the Trouba update? Because I'm fascinated by this. You were like looking up like,
oh yeah,
like New York, like newspapers and gossip columns. What's going on there?
What I found was that the animosity between Jacob Trouba and the Rangers wasn't quite as much as has been reported. Also that the conversation between the Rangers and the Wings didn't involve as many details as was also being reported. But the big holdup is the fact that the reason the no move clause was in place for Jacob Trouba was because his wife was in a residency there. That residency was supposed to be done, I think, July 1st of this year. It was delayed in starting a year, so it won't be done until July 1st of next year. Now he has a no trade clause, but that no trade clause only includes half of the NHL. The other half, they're willing to move him. But that animosity not being what it was, they're willing to hold on to Jacob Trouba, especially now that it didn't happen yesterday. Who are they going to use or to find to replace Jacob Trouba, who is a captain?
Right. I think their concern is they were bumping him down to the third pair and he was making too much money and they were legitimately looking to trade him. And then everything went dark. And this might be one of those deals where does someone want to trade for a guy whose heart's not in it? Are the Rangers, I can't imagine this, prioritizing his wife's career over their hockey team? I don't really know, because I do sympathize for her. They have a young child, right? Her career is important. And she does not and should not start over her residency if she's this close to being done with it. But I don't know why an NHL hockey team would say, we won the President's Trophy, we're chasing a Stanley Cup, we want to make a hockey decision, but we can't because one of the players' wives is a doctor. Like, I don't understand why that would hold this up. I'm a little perplexed, because he may have his personal reasons for wanting to stay in New York. He does not have the contractual right to block all trades out of New York. And I would think, again, going back to yesterday, one of the destinations he would not put on the list would be his home state.
Right.
But I go back to it. It would still be a win for Yzerman to get this guy, but I don't know if that deal is off the table now.
It may not be off the table. It may be just something that needs a little bit more work in regards to what are you going to be sending back to get Jacob Trouba here.
I don't think you have to give up as much either, because they're trying to offload the salary. Or right. We thought so, but now to
your
point,
they're going to have to offload it, but they're also going to have to eat some of it.
Right. Yeah, the report was they'd eat
2.5.
2.5. I don't know how that changes now. 248-539-9797. Some thoughts on the guys they did add. One of them was Cam Talbot. Mm-hmm. Here's the full story on him, because some people are only going to give you half the story today. He was an all-star last year. That's good, right? His general hockey goalie save numbers were good. He played on a team that gave up the fourth fewest shots 5-on-5. At the end of the season, he was a disaster. His last 10 games, which are all of April and the playoffs, he gave up 3.6 goals per game. His save percentage was 880-something. He's 37 on Friday. if you're not going to suppress shots the way they did in LA, and you're going to put a 37-year-old goalie out there as the main starter, I think that's risky. I think you're risking him being exposed. If he's being brought in to be one of two or three goalies in the bullpen to just ride the hot hand, great. And I think as of today, that's the plan. So I think it's not a move to celebrate, because I think it's really just rolling the dice. Mm-hmm. But it's not a move I'm going to rip. The same thing with the Erik Gustafsson signing. Left side defenseman. He played a little power play. A better defensive defenseman than Gostisbehere. He's Gostisbehere's replacement. Like, these are marginal moves, right? Having one more body in the goalie room would have been nice at the end of last year. Having a steadier third pair defenseman, well, on the margins, that helps him out. A full year of Edvinson, a full offseason for Kane to hit his stride next season. There's reason to believe this team can be as good as they were last year. Maybe even sneak into the playoffs. But this was an offseason where they could have made a more seismic move, to where they're not just kind of getting in with this group, but adding a meaningful dude for the years to come, because I don't know in the next few years if they're going to have this opportunity in free agency to add a player. So do you have a nucleus that can win playoff series right now? I think most Red Wing fans would have to honestly answer no, which puts more pressure on Yzerman. And we're getting to a point where people have to start holding him accountable. We've been very patient, and I understand why, but if his name wasn't Yzerman, he would already be facing heat.
It would be interesting to hear Patrick Kane's take on, were there assurances made that they were going to make some additions, more so than they did yesterday, for him to come back? Also, he's the one that, at the end of February, made the claim that this team could beat anybody in a 7-game series. Well, we didn't get a chance to see that. Does he believe, and part of that is the flow of the way the year was going, how comfortable and what he felt like that team was gelling to be. So maybe he can't make any type of a statement like that, but it would be interesting to get his take on, do you think this team is better this year or will be better than it was a year ago?
It'd be nice to get that, honestly.
Right, yeah, honestly, I mean, yeah. But yeah, these are questions that nobody's going to give you an honest answer for publicly.
He's got to be besides himself if this is, he came here for 1 year, because there had to have been a better deal out there for him. So then what? His agent misread the market too? 1 year, $4 million? You got to, after Stamkos happened, you got to think somebody else that wanted Stamkos, let's say the Stamkos, the loser of the sweepstakes, okay, let's go get Patrick Kane then, and we'll at least give him $2 and $10 million. You know what I'm saying? So why did Kane come back? Was he promised something that he.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right, yesterday we were in a great mood. Beautiful weather. Summer's here. Free agency. Wings poised to do something big, impactful, noteworthy for a team on the edge of the playoffs. 5 years in the making. Steve Yzerman had some cap space and a chance to make some noise. Fast forward 24 hours later. That noise. I'm listening still. Is that Cam Talbot? A little drop of a little pin. John.
If you're listening on Twitch, you got the full effect. Or if you're watching on Twitch, you got the full effect there. If you're on in your car, you have no idea the head bobs that I'm watching.
I'm listening. Ear to the ground. I'm waiting. And there will be Steve defenders who say a trade is coming. It's all going to make sense. Last year, he got DeBrinket on July 10th. I don't know how many of those tickets.
But is that a stretch to think that a trade is coming?
Okay, a couple things. DeBrinket was from here and wanted to be here, and Steve gave up a first-round pick to do it. It kind of fell into his lap. They don't have an extra first this year. No one is from the state begging to come back to the state. I think it's a bit of a stretch to say someone's going to put on a cape and save Steve Yzerman here. He's going to have to save himself, and he has a great track record. He's drafted well. The general direction has been up and up and up, but the job gets harder when you get closer to the Stanley Cup. You will have to take risks. You may have to sign a guy who has an extra year on his deal that you didn't want to give. But the idea was he opted out of free agency largely. He traded a second-round pick to create the cap space and then realized, oh, I don't like these prices one bit. So I don't know. Like, tell me they're going to trade for a defenseman better than Brandon Montour. I don't know that they are. So I'm not really sure what the plan now is other than Hail Mary trade where you have to give something up. They are not currently... I mean, they're maybe better than they were last year, but I think it's a maybe, and they may be worse as well. I think they're generally in the same position they were a year ago, which is the playoff bubble, which feels inexcusable given the fact that they had the ability to do something yesterday.
Yes, they did. And I get your frustration. I'm frustrated as well. I don't think I'm at the level of frustration that you're at, because I do believe that there's got to be a reason that you send Wallman off with a second round pick to free up some cap space. And yesterday was underwhelming. There's no question about it. You can't argue that it's underwhelming, but there's got to be something more. There's still so much more of this offseason, and there's going to be a lot of deals that are made. And quite honestly, the Wings have to make deals.
Yeah, I think there's a world where they were freeing up space to pursue, you insert big name here. Oh yeah, we were the belief it may have been Stamkos. Once they got Kane, we also said probably not happening. Then you looked at the Stamkos price and you said, I get why it didn't happen, right? 8 years or yep. $8 million per year for four years for a guy who's 34, paid till he's 38. Fine. It feels like Jonathan Marstessault was kind of a package deal. To get him at only 5.5, I would have loved to see that deal, but it's possible you weren't going to get him because you didn't get Stamkos. They may have been freeing the money up to make a run at Matthew Roy, a Canton native right shot defenseman. He signed for $5.5 million a season. That's not offensive on surface. He played on a good defensive hockey team in LA. He would be a good second pair option for the Wings, but he didn't sign for 4 or 5 years. He signed for 7. And Steve is he draws that line about term. He doesn't like giving out long-term deals. Well, they may end up putting that on the tombstone of this team. We don't like giving out long-term deals. You might have to. If you want to compete in the marketplace with the other teams that are trying to sign the best players, you may have to compromise occasionally. He wants to do it his way. He's very uncompromising in his approach. But I think the road gets more difficult here. And if you're going to do it the hard way, we're all going to have to buckle up then.
It gets more difficult, and you have to be more creative. But to your point, yesterday, the only thing you were going to give up was money.
Yes.
Now you're going to have to give up money and assets. And what assets are you willing to give up, and what are you getting in return? And we know that Steve Yzerman's going to run a hard bargain. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a team that just simply needs to move on from someone so desperately that it will fit the terms that Steve Yzerman is demanding?
Can you give us the Trouba update? Because I'm fascinated by this. You were like looking up like,
oh yeah,
like New York, like newspapers and gossip columns. What's going on there?
What I found was that the animosity between Jacob Trouba and the Rangers wasn't quite as much as has been reported. Also that the conversation between the Rangers and the Wings didn't involve as many details as was also being reported. But the big holdup is the fact that the reason the no move clause was in place for Jacob Trouba was because his wife was in a residency there. That residency was supposed to be done, I think, July 1st of this year. It was delayed in starting a year, so it won't be done until July 1st of next year. Now he has a no trade clause, but that no trade clause only includes half of the NHL. The other half, they're willing to move him. But that animosity not being what it was, they're willing to hold on to Jacob Trouba, especially now that it didn't happen yesterday. Who are they going to replace Jacob Trouba, who is a captain?
Right. I think their concern is they were bumping him down to the third pair and he was making too much money and they were legitimately looking to trade him. And then everything went dark. And this might be one of those deals where does someone want to trade for a guy whose heart's not in it? Are the Rangers, I can't imagine this, prioritizing his wife's career over their hockey team? I don't really know, because I do sympathize for her. They have a young child, right? Her career is important. And she does not and should not start over her residency if she's this close to being done with it. But I don't know why an NHL hockey team would say, we won the President's Trophy, we're chasing a Stanley Cup, we want to make a hockey decision, but we can't because one of the players' wives is a doctor. Like, I don't understand why that would hold this up. I'm a little perplexed, because he may have his personal reasons for wanting to stay in New York. He does not have the contractual right to block all trades out of New York. And I would think, again, going back to yesterday, one of the destinations he would not put on the list would be his home state.
Right.
But I go back to it. It would still be a win for Yzerman to get this guy, but I don't know if that deal is off the table now.
It may not be off the table. It may be just something that needs a little bit more work in regards to what are you going to be sending back to get Jacob Trouba here.
I don't think you have to give up as much either, because they're trying to offload the salary. Or right. We thought so, but now to
your
point,
they're going to have to offload it, but they're also going to have to eat some of it.
Right. Yeah, the report was they'd eat
2.5.
2.5. I don't know how that changes now. 248-539-9797. Some thoughts on the guys they did add. One of them was Cam Talbot. Mm-hmm. Here's the full story on him, because some people are only going to give you half the story today. He was an all-star last year. That's good, right? His general hockey goalie save numbers were good. He played on a team that gave up the fourth fewest shots 5-on-5. At the end of the season, he was a disaster. His last 10 games, which are all of April and the playoffs, he gave up 3.6 goals per game. His save percentage was .880-something. He's 37 on Friday. If you're not going to suppress shots the way they did in L.A., and you're going to put a 37-year-old goalie out there as the main starter, I think that's risky. I think you're risking him being exposed. If he's being brought in to be one of two or three goalies in the bullpen to just ride the hot hand, great. And I think as of today, that's the plan. So I think it's not a move to celebrate, because I think it's really just rolling the dice. Mm-hmm. But it's not a move I'm going to rip. The same thing with the Erik Gustafsson signing, left side defenseman. He played a little power play, a better defensive defenseman than Gostisbehere. He's Gostisbehere's replacement. Like, these are marginal moves, right? Having one more body in the goalie room would have been nice at the end of last year. Having a steadier third pair defenseman, well, on the margins, that helps him out. A full year of Edvinson, a full off season for Kane to hit his stride next season. There's reason to believe this team can be as good as they were last year, maybe even sneak into the playoffs. But this was an offseason where they could have made a more seismic move to where they're not just kind of getting in with this group, but adding a meaningful dude for the years to come. Because I don't know in the next few years if they're going to have this opportunity in free agency to add a player. So do you have a nucleus that can win playoff series right now? I think most Red Wing fans would have to honestly answer no, which puts more pressure on Yzerman. And we're getting to a point where people have to start holding him accountable. We've been very patient, and I understand why, but if his name wasn't Yzerman, he would already be facing heat.
It would be interesting to hear Patrick Kane's take on, were there assurances made that they were going to make some additions, more so than they did yesterday, for him to come back? Also, he's the one that at the end of February made the claim that this team could beat anybody in a 7-game series. Well, we didn't get a chance to see that. Does he believe, and part of that is the flow of the way the year was going, how comfortable and what he felt like that team was gelling to be. So maybe he can't make any type of a statement like that, but it would be interesting to get his take on, do you think this team is better this year or will be better than it was a year ago?
It'd be nice to get that honestly.
Right, yeah, honestly, I mean, yeah. But yeah, these are questions that nobody's going to give you an honest answer for publicly.
He's got to be besides himself if this is, he came here for 1 year, because there had to have been a better deal out there for him. So then what? His agent misread the market too? 1 year, $4 million? After Stamkos happened, you got to think somebody else that wanted Stamkos, I say the Stamkos, the loser of the sweepstakes, okay, let's go get Patrick Kane then, and we'll at least give him $2 and $10 million. You know what I'm saying? So why did Kane come back? Was he promised something that he couldn't get? I'm happy that the Wings did not give the Stamkos contract.
And you'll notice I have not argued today that that's a deal that
exactly
they should have made. My point was there, and we said this at the end of the show yesterday, I'm not saying it's one guy or you effed up. I'm saying there's a bunch of guys out there that can make this hockey team better, and you've set this cap space up to do something about it.
Like Chapman or Martinez
or
Ballinger.
You're trying to do this to me again.
No, I mean, again, it just goes back to the big talking point with Ollie. Do something, please. You have to do something at some point.
Well, and the Kane thing, why did he come back? As strong as I think the bromance is with DeBrincat, I don't know that that's solely a reason why you picked Detroit. Maybe last year where you needed someone to believe in you, but after you play at a point per game, I would have thought that there were better opportunities out there. He believed in this team, probably still does, but to your point, how does he feel this morning? We'll never officially know.
Right.
I put yourself in his shoes. You'd be disappointed. You'd be disappointed that they didn't add another piece yesterday.
You know, the difference just is you had a guy just leave a franchise yesterday after he played for him for 16 years, right? Stamkos?
Yeah.
It says something about him in terms of what his priority was. His priority is to get paid. Okay? Look, he wanted to go to a team that would probably be up and rising, but Tampa can still compete too. And if he would have stayed there, they didn't want to give him that deal. Steven Stamkos didn't provide any loyalty. It's rare to see a player like that leave an NHL team this far in, right?
Yeah.
So he went for the payday. Maybe Kane wanted to wear the Red Wing jersey again. Maybe that is one of the reasons he came here. That was a definite reason.
It was a pull for him. Some ticket texts coming in. We'll get to more of these coming up next. Are they better? Are they worse? Are they the same? Where are the Red Wings after the first day of free agency? And someone with a root for radio move they really want to see. It's 97.1. Some ticket decks coming in on the Red Wings. They did and didn't do yesterday. Do you feel like they're better, worse, the same? And the question about the Yzer plan, whether some of the shine is off.
Yeah.
Also, some messages about the Huck Tua girl. Tommy got a lot of the spring factory jokes, right? The boing. Yep. Another message says, "Dear Huck Tua girl, don't bother trying to start a podcast or influencer career. People will move on before you even get started. Mm-hmm. Open the OnlyFans now, bank 2 to 3 million, walk away before the 15-minute window closes."
Mm-hmm. Probably sound advice.
Her openness to doing OnlyFans is her own business. The first half of that statement is 100% true. She's not going to be some podcast mogul throwing all her time and money into that. It feels like
a waste.
Yeah. All right. The ticket text on the Red Wings. My route for radio move. Bring Holland back as a senior advisor with Iserman.
I mean, he's had success.
If Holland was the general manager this offseason and not Steve Iserman, what do you think the tone would be? I think more people would be upset.
I think they would be upset. And I think Steve Yzerman does carry a certain cachet.
Yep.
And gets a certain number of passes. But I also think you have to go to what Ken Holland said, is that it's going to take 10 years.
Holland won 4 cups and Steve won 3.
As a player, yes.
That was for you, Joe.
Thank you.
Honestly, it is following what you said, John, about the 10-year plan. We're seeing this play out. Unless some move is coming that we don't see coming, which is going to be a trade probably, or this team significantly improves with a young talent, what, you're going to your finishing year 6 and then and maybe playoffs next year, and then definitely has to be playoffs the next year, but you are following that thing of being a cup contender by 10 years. His words are speaking true right now. Colin said, too, by the way, when he said that is without getting lucky without a generational player in a draft.
Right, and Yzerman has not had the chance to draft 1, 2, or 3. The highest pick he's made is Raymond, who looked like he was making that superstar turn late in the season.
That's an excuse in years 3 through 5. When you don't get that player that can flip a switch for you,
yeah,
it's not an excuse anymore.
No, and listen, I've been very disappointed with yesterday. That doesn't mean I'm out on Lucas Raymond or Mo Sider or Simon Edvinson or many of the core pieces of this hockey team. The goalie tandem they're bringing up through the ranks, whether it's Kosa or Augustine that hits, there's a clear group. I liked paying Dylan Larkin. I think you can get more out of DeBrincat. I'm a believer that Patrick Kane can get to another gear with a full offseason to train. I'm not telling you this team's going to be bad. This team could have made the playoffs last year. I think can make the playoffs this year. My question was just, did they miss a piece that could have helped them win a playoff series or make some noise in the playoffs? And it's clear that Yzerman is not facing that level of scrutiny or urgency, that it's acceptable for him to window shop and kick the can down the road and delay. And ultimately, he doesn't have the pressure, because I don't think his boss is going to fire him if they don't achieve the goal in the next year or two. If they fall short, miss the playoffs next year, it's not like he's going to lose his job over it. So he's going to stick to his guns. We don't have to like it. Like, that's the thing I would stress to people. I think Steve Yzerman is generally very good at this, but that doesn't mean you get off without any criticism. I think AJ Hinch is a very good manager. It doesn't mean he gets off without any criticism. Dan Campbell is a fantastic coach and human being. It was still reckless for him to go for it 4th and 7 on the 2-point conversion in Dallas. You don't get let off the hook just because I like you and think you're good at the job. I want to be honest with how I feel. I wake up today after free agency when I came in yesterday talking about what was possible and what they were capable of, only to be told Eric Gustafson, Cam Talbot, and we'll trade for somebody, fingers crossed. I think you have not every right. I think you should be. I'm not telling you how to feel. I'm telling you how I feel. If you're an invested fan, you should feel let down.
And you could feel let down. You could feel disappointed. You could feel like it was a missed opportunity. But until I mentioned, until they're in or out of the playoffs, I think until you know what the roster is to start this season, there's still plenty of time for him to make moves. There's still plenty of time to add to this team. I don't know how he's going to go about doing it, but he is going. He missed an opportunity yesterday to easily add players. Now he's going to have to go through the work of constructing trades and find a way to make this team better than it was last year.
The Red Wings, this is a ticket text. The Red Wings are worse both offensively and defensively with a slight upgraded net. They're worse today than last year. The city of Detroit can't keep carrying Steve's water. He's done a subpar job. It's year 6. Or worse than year 5. Text ends with 2 words, I'm out. some ticket decks coming in on the Red Wings. They did and didn't do yesterday. Do you feel like they're better, worse, the same? And the question about the Iser plan, whether some of the shine is off.
Yeah.
Also some messages about the Hawk Tua girl. Tommy got a lot of the spring factory jokes, right? The boing. Yep. Another message says, Dear Hawk Tua girl, don't bother trying to start a podcast or influencer career. People will move on before you even get started. Mm-hmm. Open the OnlyFans now, bank 2 to 3 million, walk away before the 15-minute window closes.
Mm-hmm. Probably sound advice.
Her openness to doing OnlyFans is her own business. The first half of that statement is 100% true. She's not going to be some podcast mogul. No. Throwing all her time and money into that, it feels like
a waste.
Yeah. All right, the ticket text on the Red Wings. My route for radio move, bring Holland back as a senior advisor with Iserman.
I mean, he's had success.
If Holland was the general manager this offseason and not Steve Iserman, what do you think the tone would be? I think more people would be upset.
I think they would be upset. And I think Steve Iserman does carry a certain cachet.
Yep.
And gets a certain number of passes. But I also think you have to go to what Ken Holland said, is that it's going to take 10 years.
Holland won 4 cups and Steve won 3.
As a player, yes.
That was for you, Joe.
Thank you.
Honestly, it is following what you said, John, about the 10-year plan. We're seeing this play out. Unless some move is coming that we don't see coming, which is going to be a trade probably, or this team significantly improves with a young talent, what, you're going to your finishing year 6 and then and maybe playoffs next year, and then definitely has to be playoffs the next year, but you are following that thing of being a cup contender by 10 years. His words are speaking true right now. Colin said, too, by the way, when he said that, that is without getting lucky without a generational player in a draft.
Right, and Iserman has not had the chance to draft 1, 2, or 3. The highest pick he's made is Raymond, who looked like he was making that superstar turn late in the season.
That's an excuse in years 3 through 5. When you don't get that player that can flip a switch for you,
yeah,
it's not an excuse anymore.
No, and listen, I've been very disappointed with yesterday. That doesn't mean I'm out on Lucas Raymond or Mo Sider or Simon Edvinson or many of the core pieces of this hockey team. The goalie tandem they're bringing up through the ranks, whether it's Kosa or Augustine that hits, there's a clear group. I liked paying Dylan Larkin. I think you can get more out of DeBrincat. I'm a believer that Patrick Kane can get to another gear with a full offseason to train. I'm not telling you this team's going to be bad. This team could have made the playoffs last year. I think can make the playoffs this year. My question was just, did they miss a piece that could have helped them win a playoff series or make some noise in the playoffs? And it's clear that Iserman is not facing that level of scrutiny or urgency, that it's acceptable for him to window shop and kick the can down the road and delay. And ultimately, he doesn't have the pressure, because I don't think his boss is going to fire him if they don't achieve the goal in the next year or two. If they fall short, miss the playoffs next year, it's not like he's going to lose his job over it. So he's going to stick to his guns. We don't have to like it. Like, that's the thing I would stress to people. I think Steve Yzerman is generally very good at this, but that doesn't mean you get off without any criticism. I think AJ Hinch is a very good manager. It doesn't mean he gets off without any criticism. Dan Campbell is a fantastic coach and human being. It was still reckless for him to go for it 4th and 7 on the 2-point conversion in Dallas. You don't get let off the hook just because I like you and think you're good at the job. I want to be honest with how I feel. I wake up today after free agency when I came in yesterday talking about what was possible and what they were capable of, only to be told Eric Gustafson, Cam Talbot, and we'll trade for somebody, fingers crossed. I think you have not every right. I think you should be. I'm not telling you how to feel. I'm telling you how I feel. If you're an invested fan, you should feel let down.
And you could feel let down. You could feel disappointed. You could feel like it was a missed opportunity. But until, and I mentioned, until they're in or out of the playoffs, I think until you know what the roster is to start this season, there's still plenty of time for him to make moves. There's still plenty of time to add to this team. I don't know how he's going to go about doing it, but he is going. He missed an opportunity yesterday to easily add players. Now he's going to have to go through the work of constructing trades and find a way to make this team better than it was last year.
The Red Wings, this is Ticket Text. The Red Wings are worse both offensively and defensively with a slight upgraded net. They're worse today than last year. The city of Detroit can't keep carrying Steve's water. He's done a subpar job. It's year six. We're worse than year five. Text ends with two words. I'm out.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.